now, the excitement is here! From the depths of space to the ears of you! This is the exciting story of a cavalier, devil may care, space explorer, super secret agent, tax attorney, and his intrepid space Irish sidekick. This is
Rocketing Spaceman!
Now, before we get underway into outer space, let's meet our characters. Our hero, one Mr. Phineas Marklebottom, is dressed in a fabulous spandex number that really shows off his assets. Working our way back up to his head, the eye is caught by his three-lens Nuco-Mute designer shades covering all three eyes. Can someone say, sassy? But let's let our hero introduce himself. What are you all about, Phineas Marklebottom?
I am about truth, justice, and getting my way. I explore, seek out, examine, investigate, probe, summarize, and polarize the universe. I'm a lone quester for quests and an agent so secret that I don't even exist. But most of all, I'm a rocketing spaceman! And as such, I am dedicated to the expression and enlightenment of all life in the universe through sound tax policy and competent tax filing. I enjoy long swims on the beach. Sam Peckinpah, especially straw dogs, and long massages in zero gravity. I'm a brassy kind of a guy, and I really like to make a scene, you know what I mean? And I love long walks on the beach.
We know and we know. The next on our catwalk is the incredible space Irish sidekick, Sam Portage Mulrooney. From the open-toed work boots with gray plaid ankle socks to the brick red and brown microspace paisley print house dress, this woman screams, have a cup of tea. What makes you tick, you little time bomb?
Well, I do love a cup of tea. I do. I do love it. Ooh, I bet you'd like a spot of the old medicine, wouldn't ya? You look like a deviant.
Isn't she adorable? Yes, dear, a dram of the whiskey would be just great. But first, can you tell us about your relationship to Mr. Marklebottom, our hero?
He's just a little boy, really. I mean, if I wasn't here, who would tidy up the ship? Who would make the tea? The last time he tried to make tea, he blew one of the wings off this thing. I'm a sidekick as well, you know. A dramatic convention allowing more liberty in the hero's dialogue as he has someone to bounce off of. So there is that. But I do have my own loves, my own passions. You know, I don't spend my whole life in a fictitious radio science fiction situation. However little mark time I may be given in any episode.
Is that the sound of thunder? No, it's Tasman Cracker Croaker, the grizzled war guy of the ship. And shenanigans is what his ensemble practically bellows. Rubber hip waders in a dark black green with a full groin set of combat armor made from safety orange Stercanius ballistic jello? This is a look you could definitely be caught dead in. You are speaking to me, Tasman, but tell the people out there in Radioland what kind of guy can sport such ferocity.
Well, I'm a tough guy, see, and I don't take no nonsense. You better be showing me respect at all times, or, you know, there's gonna be trouble. I drink a lot, so I'm not always responsible for my actions, if you know what I'm saying. Temporary insanity can save you a lot of years on a sentence. I also scored highest in my class in the off-world violence school. My emphasis was on, you know, knuckle play. I also got a minor in throwing stuff at things. And I got some bionic enhancements, so I can toss a good size, home car auto around. I don't know the physics. My turn-ons are liquor, blackout sex, you know, a girl that can take a spanking, and, bourbon. My favorite movie is Clerks because, you know, I love the ancients and their whole culture. It really meshes with the job. Sometimes before a big fight, I'll just pop out in some Toto or some Lady Gaga or some Tesh in the helmet. And it really makes me want to get into some violence. It's just a great time. This is such bullshit. I'm going to the bar.
Who's that lurking in the shadows? Could it be Felonious Trax of Anus? The intergalactic smuggler and shadowy character? Well, whoever it is, they look fabulous in the see-through plastic duster jacket over those incredible electric lederhosen and matching light-up nipple rings. Smokin'. And it is Felonious. Care to say a few words to the people?
Well, I'm a shadowy smuggler type character, so I'm more comfortable in the DL. You know what I mean? Basically, I just do my thing, you know? My sister and I run the business. Sure, come on the second. My loyalties are undecided. Because, you know, I'm kind of in it to win it. And my game is tight. And that's it, man. That's it. Shadowy and mysterious. Dig? My turn-ons are Chardonnay, pinkies out, lingerie, and long walks on the beach. And if I could be any tree, I would be a willow.
Well, I'll keep that in mind. And hot on Felonious' heels comes his sister, Phileas Traxentanus. sparkling schoolgirl miniskirt and blue plaid with bedazzlings, propeller nipples on cast iron anti-gravity bra and black lace, and opera-length welder's gloves? Oh, how do you do it?
My brother is totally high on his own farts. Well, I'm supposed to be, like, sexier than these other characters who are totally gag. I'm mostly likened to shadowy sort of smuggling or something or whatever. Also majored in subatomic physics, and I, like, graduated cum louder. Gah! Whatever, professor, just get it over with and give me that degree. My turn-ons are yes, and I love lawn walks on the beach, and worlds of peace, and a piece of whatever.
But wait, there's yet another smoking lady coming out from behind the curtain. It's Fantasia Winklepink. And what a splash she's making. Absolutely daring. 3-foot heels with nano ant colony and blue-green, bulletproof chastity belt trimmed in ermine and pearls, and walrus testicle skin gloves. Oh, be still my heart. Fantasia, come over and tell us all about it.
37 steps from the curtain. 37 steps. Hi, I'm Fantasia. I don't like speaking in public, but I really like the great and awesome Warlord Norcantia Mortumbus. I know that's like controversial to some people, but I think we have the right to be free. My turn-ons are usually side streets or highway entrances. And I think that Mary's Popping is my best adult work. And I just want to find someone to settle down with and count ceiling tiles with. And that was 89 words. Thank you. 91.
Do I hear ominous music? Could it be the appearance of our heavy, the villain of villains? No, but it is that guy's number one menacing apprentice, Torbanus Fallacian. And he's a real cocksucker. Urban camouflage parachute pants with 12-foot flares, high-heeled combat boots and zebra skin, Kevlar black and white members only jacket over the homemade Vader number one t-shirt. Torbanus, what the hell do you have to say for yourself?
Well, I work for the awesome and powerful warlord Norcantia Mortumbus, but I am my own man. I have my own evil ambitions. I do Amway. I do lots of charity work for underfunded groups of evil. I come from an Amish background, so really, I'm a quiet guy off work. I love quilting bees, barn raisings. Absolutely crazy about beekeeping. And I was a 3-time Amish Chinese checker champion. I've rejected all good and all things pure, you know, the whole good guy thing. It's just really not my style. I love my work, but I'm still trying to find that someone special. Off work, I play Magic the Gathering, and I'm a big fan of console gaming, especially MMORPGs. Basically, all hail evil and Warlord Norcantia. Oh, and I love long walks on the beach.
Well, that's a mouthful, Mr. Fallacian. Do I hear the jingle of medals? Well, that must be our esteemed Captain Morbio Beast, one of the most decorated librarians of all time. The captain's outfit says it all. Outsider cool. A simple purple graduation gown coupled with moon boots and a dynamic pink feather boa makes a wonderful palette to cover all those medals, Captain. Come say hello to the lovely people.
Where are my glasses? I must wear my glasses. Yes, hello. What's your name, young man?
My name is Vic Chesterton. I'm the announcer.
Announcer? Of what? Announcer? Of what?
Of the show?
What show?
The show you're on.
Oh, yes, that. The space thing, right? Well, it all started back in 30-06. I was a very young boy. Well, those were different days, you know. Not like today. Nowadays, everything is just rush, rush, rush. I suppose that's why I became a librarian. Maybe. Anyways, I was just finishing school, and my mother came to me and told me that the soccer team needed a new goalie. I had never been that athletic.
Captain, we're almost out of time.
Oh, well, I like long walks on the beach, and my favorite color is purple. Or red.
And people say the elderly serve no legitimate purpose anymore. Well, drum roll please, as we meet our final frontier, the most evil, most rotten person in the universe, Diner and Dasher, chauvinist, racist, worse than Hitler, Warlord Norcantia Mortumbus! You can tell this guy's a killer because he is dressed to kill, beginning with his thigh-high knitted dominatrix boots with wedge heel, up through his oh-so-butch utility belt to his svelte ruffle-sleeve peasant shirt. This man is like a fashion genocide! Seriously though, Norcantia, can I call you Norcantia?
If you cease to amuse me, you can be vaporized.
Great. Norcantia, You're the villain of villains.
Yes.
You are the 3-time most evil in the universe EvilCon champion.
Yes.
You didn't give me this much airtime, and I'm the hero!
Good guys finish last. You're so boring. Narcantia, what everyone really wants to know is,
who's the real you? What makes you tick, big fella?
Well, I am, simply put, the most incredible being in the universe. There are none higher, and so I should be running things. It's my natural place at the top of the food chain, you know. When I'm not at work, I like to get out to the country, shoot some grouse, bit of fox hunting, you know. Bit of the primitive thrill, really. I'm currently seeing someone, so I do have someone special in my life, and that's kept me pretty relaxed as of late. Mostly just manipulating stock markets for the past few years, trying to, you know, sort out some philosophical dilemma. What sort of totalitarianism I will apply to the universe? What's economically feasible once I've laid waste to all who oppose me? I mean, it's very romantic being the rebel, the bad guy, trying to take over the universe, and, you know, if the 5-year plan comes together, I will, but then what? Do I want to be doing this job at 250? At 300?
Well, there you have it, folks! The characters of Rocketing Spaceman! As our adventure opens, we find the evil legions assembled off the planet Jupiter, ready for a final assault! The answers to everything on next week's episode of Rocketing Spaceman!
What now?
Well, I think you're supposed to retire to your separate sides of the galaxy, really.
Oh, I say. Bad luck.
I thought there'd, like, be more.
Do they validate?
Where are my glasses?
Look, I'm sorry they weren't more clear about all that, but you can't expect—
This is bullshit, man! You know how
this
long it took
bullshit.
Me to
park? I'm going to the bar. Who's with me?
What will become of our heroes? How will they ever survive? Join us again next week when our heroes will be heard to say,
what time is it?
And the vile, diabolical, absolutely rotten warlord Narcantia Mortumbus sets into motion his most diabolical and vile plan yet. Next week on Rocketing Spaceman!